弟兄姊妹平安。
Good morning, everyone.
我们今天讲到的题目是与基督同死同复活。
And this morning our topic is crucified and raised with Christ.
我们讲到的经文是罗马书的第六章。
We're going to read the Roman chapter 6.
美国被称为自由的国度。
United States has been called a freedom country.
在国歌里面呢，也把这个国家呢，这个说是它是 the land of free.
And so our anthem talk about the land of free.
但是在建国之后的很长一段时间里面呢，其实有几百万的人是没有自由的。
However, even after the country being established, millions of people were not free.
很多很多的黑奴呢，他们没有人身自由，甚至没有人权。
And a lot of our black slaves have no freedom and have no rights.
他们被当作私有财产，甚至被当作牲畜一样对待。
And so they're being treated as, or sometimes as an animal being owned by the owners.
但是非常宝贵的呢，是美国这个国家，它是在上帝之下的国度。
But the treasure thing is that this country is under God.
越来越多的人呢，意识到这样的不公正。
And more and more people feel this is unjust.
我们在历史课本中学到呢，1863年，亚伯拉罕·林肯总统呢就做了解放奴隶的宣言。
So we learn from the textbook 1863 that Abraham Lincoln set slave free.
然后呢，又过两年，1865年的时候呢，国会通过了宪法修正案。那么在全国范围内，从法理上来说呢，所有人都是自由的。
And so the 1865 through Congress that through declaration.Everyone is equal under God in the country.
为了争取这些黑人的自由，不光是做了这样的一些这个形式上的变化。
And in order to fight for their freedom, there was a lot of changes on the service.
事实上呢，我们了解也是付出了非常大的代价的。
And also, we realize that we have paid a big price.
美国内战死了几十万的人。
And Civil War, with so many people died, maybe.Thousands of people die.
A lot more.
More, probably thousands of thousands of people die.
而且呢，非常让人感动的一点呢，这个牺牲的绝大部分的人是白人，他们为着这个人类平等的理想而牺牲的。
And the one thing that moves us the most is a lot of people die are the white people. They die for their idealism.
但是当这些黑奴在法理上啊，在全国范围内完全得到自由之后呢，有人发现一个非常可悲的事情。
And the saddest thing is that even after the black slave were free,
很多过去的黑奴呢，他们依然留下来生活在种植园里面。
And so the former black slave continued to live in a plantation.
他们依然呢。是过着过去在这样的奴隶制度下一样的生活。
And they continue to live the same life as the slaves.
他们依然呢还是畏惧这个过去的奴隶主。
And they were still afraid of the owners.
为什么？
Why?
有人想他们可能很多人从小生而为奴。
And because they were born as the slaves.
他们从来没有尝过自由的滋味。
They never taste any freedom.
他们可能已经完全习惯于过去的生活。他们好像惧怕走出这样的奴役。
They were very used to being a slave, and they were afraid to be step out of the comfort zone.
这样的情况呢，其实跟我们基督徒的属灵光景非常的像。
It's very similar to our Christian spiritual life.
我们曾经呢，在不认识主耶稣基督的时候，我们是罪的奴仆。
Before we knew Christ, we were the slave of sin.
当我们信主之后呢，我们与基督同死同埋葬，又一同复活。
And so after we became a Christian, we crucified and raised with Christ.
神已经使我们完全的得到了自由。
We are totally free.
但是我们很多人依然生活在对黑暗权势的恐惧之下。
A lot of people still continue to live in a darkness.
很多人依然好像还活在罪的权势之下。
And they're still reigned by the authority of sin.
我们好像没有那样的。那样的胆量去享受神赐给我们的真正的自由。
We never have a courage to really enjoy the freedom.
好像我们从来没有品尝过自由的滋味。
We never taste what it's like to be free.
我们今天要讲到的中心的信息是这样的。
Our today the big idea is this.
旧的你已经与基督同钉死。
The old you was crucified with Christ.
新的你已经与他同复活。
The new one is raised with him.
你的身份呢不再源于你的成败。
And your identity is no longer the same.
而是在乎于你与基督的联合。
But rather on your union with Christ.
我们在开始讲到之前呢一起来做一个祷告。
And let's start with a prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样宝贵的经文。
We want to thank you for the precious verses.
你告诉我们，我们真的是与你已经一同钉死，一同埋葬。
You have told us that we have been crucified and raised with you.
你给了我们新的生命，让我们与你一同的复活。
We have a new identity so we can continue have a new life.
让我们真的享受与你的联合
so we can continue to enjoy the union with you.
让我们不再惧怕黑暗，不再惧怕死亡和罪。
No longer fear of the darkness or the death.
让我们活在你赐给我们的自由之中。
And we can live that the new freedom you have given to us.
要谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We want to thank you. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天讲到的第六章呢？一开始第一节，保罗就丢给我们一个非常扎心的问题。
So the very beginning of the chapter six, the Paul asks a very question.
他问：我们可以仍在罪中吗
？Should we continue to sin？
哎呀，我们就会自省，就会觉得哇，这个问题真的是很扎心。
And so we were really it hurts because when we do the self-exam，
我们已经认识主的人，其实好像没有百分之百完全脱离罪。
And so for the believers, we cannot 100% be free of sin.
这个问题让我们惭愧。
And so we're ashamed of this question.
那么保罗给我们的答案呢，不是让我们要遵守更多的律法。
And so Paul gave the answer not to follow more laws.
他给我们的答案呢，居然是要享受更多的恩典。
But rather to enjoy more grace.
这个是完全是反直觉的。
And totally is the opposite.
他告诉我们，这个恩典的根源呢，就是与基督的联合。
The origin of the grace is union with Christ.
我们今天讲到呢，分成三个部分。
We have three big parts.
第一个部分呢，是与基督同死，向罪而死。
The first one is united in his death.
第二个部分呢，是与基督同复活，是向神而活。
And raised to life in God.
第三个部分呢，是算自己是新人，要活出我们的身份。
And reckon it and live a new life.
我们来。先看第一个部分。
Let's look at the first part.
一起来读六章三节。
And let's read chapter 6, verse 3.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗
？Well, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
我们有弟兄姐妹要接受洗礼。
And so we are several sisters are going to be baptized today.
我们洗礼呢是一个象征，也真的是一个。这个公开的见证
，and baptized is a symbolism and also given open testimony.
当我们信主，我们受洗的时候呢，我们就是归入这个耶稣基督的死亡。
And so we are baptized that because that will be into his death.
这个加拉太书二章二十节这里说
，and Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 says,
我已经与基督同钉十字架
，and I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我
，and I no longer live.
乃是基督在我里面活着
Christ lives in me.
并且我如今在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活他是爱我为我舍己
the life I now live in the body I live by the faith and son of God who loved me and give himself for me
这里说呢我们已经与基督同钉十字架
We are already crucified with him
主耶稣基督他是神的独生子
and he is the only begotten son of a father
我们从这个三位一体的神论来说呢，耶稣基督他是三位一体神的其中一个位格。
And the Trinity wise, he's one of the three.
他就是这个宇宙的创造主神。
He's the creator of the universe. He's a God.
当我们这些人作为被造物，当我们离开神，我们背离神，我们犯罪，远离他之后呢
？And we're created, and when we have sinned, that distance ourselves from God.
神他要来拯救我们
He want to save us.
因为神他有很多的属性其中有两个属性在这里有一个交叉点
And there's a lot of characters that there's a lot of crossover. Yeah.
那么其中一个属性呢，神是慈爱的。
One of them is that His grace, His loving kindness.
神爱我们。
He loves us.
神创造我们的时候，就是在爱中创造我们的。
He created us because His love.
当我们远离他，我们遭受这样的远离他所带来的后果的时候。
We stay away from Him, then facing the consequence.
神关心我们。
He cares about us.
神不会完全的忽略我们。
He will never ignore us.
那么因着他的慈爱，他要挽回我们。
Because His loving kindness, He wants to bring us back.
第二个神的属性呢，是他公义的属性。
And second one is his righteousness.
神他是善恶分明的。
And he is 善恶分明。
善恶分明。
善恶 ，I know the good and evil, and he, yeah.
那么
distinguish good and evil.
那么神因着他的慈爱的原因呢，他不会这个不管我们。
Because loving kindness, he will not leave us.
也因着他公义的属性呢，他不会说：“哎呀，你们虽然犯罪，你们虽然这个做了很多邪恶的事情，你们虽然背离神，但是我不会假装这些没有发生过。”
And so he will not pretend that when we betray him, nothing had happened.
那么要让神的这两个属性同时都能够满足。
And so for all both characters that being satisfied.
只有一个交叉点。
There's only one way you can do.
好像是耶稣基督的十字架一样，有一个交叉点。
So just like the cross that is come, there is a together.
那就是神他自己啊，成为人。
So he became a man.
这是神和人唯一的一个连接点，一个桥梁。
And that's the only bridge that we have with God.
当这个成为人的神，他经历了一切人所能够经历的苦难。
And so the God became a man, have experienced all the suffering.
他甚至经历了人所能够面对的这样的犯罪的试探和引诱。
And so through all the temptation and the all the temptations.
但是他呢却没有犯罪。
But he never sinned.
只有这样的一个。好像是逾越节的羔羊，这样一个洁白无瑕的羔羊，他替世人死在十字架上。
It's like a Passover lamb that he died on the cross for us.
他才可以代替所有的罪人付上这样的罪的代价。
So he can replace it and pay for the sin.
也当我们认耶稣基督是主和救主的时候，我们与他联合，我们就一同与他死在十字架上。
And so only we are willing to confess our sin, union with him, and then we can be with him together.
当然，这个没有结束。后来他又带着我们一同从坟墓中复活。
And this is not end. Then later that he resurrected.
加拉太书这里说，现在活着的不再是我。
And so Galatians says the now is not I no longer live.
以前那个有罪的我已经与他同钉十字架，已经死掉了。
Same for me that have been dying on the cross with him.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
So now I live in the body because I have known Jesus.
我们一起来读六章六节。
And let's read verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝。叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin may be done away with, that we should no longer be slave to sin.
古代的罗马帝国呢是一个非常强大的帝国。
And so the ancient Romans, a very strong country.
但是它也是一个奴隶制的国家。
And also have a slavery.
我读到呢，这个古罗马帝国有这样一个说法。
So the ancient Romans have the same.
这个说法呢听起来非常的让人觉得悲哀。
And it's very sad to hear it.
这个说法说是一个自由的奴隶只能是一个死亡的奴隶。
And so a one free slave is a death slave.
在那样一个帝国里面呢，其实真正给一个奴隶这个自由呢，只能是他死的时候。
And so the only, the, during that empire, the only freedom the slave ever had is when the day he died.
好吧。那么我面对罪的权势，面对这个曾经的奴隶主，我可以说，我就那个老我已经死掉了。
And so now we're facing the authority of our sin. We say that all our old self is already dead.
已经与基督耶稣一同被钉在十字架上了。
Been crucified with him.
都已经死掉了，你还能奴役我吗？
So if you were already dead, how can you rule me over?
所以在这个六章六节这里说，因为知道我们的旧人与他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝。
And so we know that since we already died on the cross, we no longer be slave to sin.
退一万步讲，这时候罪已经不在我们的身上有任何的权势了。
And so there's no authority over us anymore.
我们不再做罪的奴仆。
And we are no longer slave to sin.
但是这个圣经并没有说我们的生活中就完全的没有罪了。
And so the Bible never told us that our life without sin.
可能有的时候或近或远、或大或小，我们有的时候还是会与罪有一些这样的联系。
And there are times that we still have, because of sinful nature, so we still sin on and off.
但是最重要的是，我们不再做罪的奴仆了。
And no, the most important thing, we no longer to be slave to sin.
罪已经不再有权势在我们的身上。
They have no control over us anymore.
就像被解放的黑奴，可能他的奴隶主还生活在同样一个城市里面。
And so just like those black slaves that they still live with their owner in this one city.
可能有的时候在街上还会打照面。
And so maybe that sometimes they see each other on the street.
但是这个黑奴他面对他过去的奴隶主的时候，不用再惧怕，不用再生活在他的权势之下。
But the former...The slave should never be afraid of their owner anymore.
他可以选择远离这个奴隶主。
They can choose to distance themselves.
也可以像很多这个被解放的黑奴一样，甚至就是搬去北方去居住了。
And so they can, like many slaves, move to the north.
我们一起来读六章七节。
And let's read verse 7.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin.
这个罪的权势有的时候还会回来吓唬我们。
The authority of sin very often will scare us.
说，就是你这样的行为，这样不完美的行为，你配得说这个是已经得救的人吗
？But you are so imperfect. Are you worth of the salvation?
你还是在罪的权势之下的。
You're still under the authority of sin.
但是你要勇敢的对罪说不。
And you have to be boldly to say no to sin.
你说我都已经死了。
I'm already dead.
那个曾经做罪的奴隶的我已经与基督同钉十字架了。
I was a slave of sin, but I already died and crucified on the cross with Christ.
我们要做的事情呢，不是要让有罪的我们一再的去死掉。
And we don't need to die over again.
那个有罪的我死是已经发生的事实。
And sinful nature, the old me, or is already a fact.
但是当这罪再一次试探我们的时候
，And when the sin continues to tempt us.
我们要做的呢，是不让那个已经死去的那个有罪的我去诈尸。
And so we do not need to, the one we're already dead, we should not be fake, we are dead again. Right?
Yeah. 在哥罗西书三章三节这里说。
And Colossians chapter 3, verse 3.
因为你们已经死了。
But because you already died.
你们的生命。与基督一同藏在神里面。
And your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
就是因为我们已经死了。
Because we already we have died.
退一万步讲，罪的权势已经在我们身上没有任何的地步。
And no authority over sin that can rule us.
因为耶稣基督带着我们同死同复活。
And so we are crucified with him and raised with him.
所以我们的生命是与基督一同藏在神里面。
So our life is now hidden with Christ.
这个藏字呢，在这里是描述给我们一个非常亲密的一种充满保护的一个情况。
So the hidden means a very intimate and protection.
就好像这个母亲怀抱着这个受了委屈的孩子一样。
And just as the mother holding the child.
保护他，安慰他。
And protect him and comfort him.
我们来到今天讲到的第二部分。
And let's look the second part.
与基督同复活，就是向神而活。
Raised to life in God.
我们一起来读六章四节。
And let's read verse 4.
所以，我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动，有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
这里提到呢，我们与基督联合是有两个部分。
And let's talk about when we union with Christ, there are two parts.
第一部分好像听起来是负面的。
And the first part sounds like it's a negative.
是与基督一同的死亡。
And talk about we're dead with Christ.
但是第二部分是正面的。
And the second part is a positive.
是与基督一同的复活。
And it's a raised with Christ.
然后这两个联合呢，又是有先后顺序的。
And so there's a sequence between those two parts.
第一部分呢，是借着洗礼，我们要归入他的死。
And the first part talk about that, bury with him through baptism.
而且这个死呢是彻底的死。
And so it's talk about the death is complete.
甚至是一同埋葬的死。
And bury with him and die.
而且这个死的彻底呢，圣经特别的告诉我们，耶稣基督是死后第几天呀？第三天复活。
And the death is so thorough, talk about Christ that resurrected 3 days after.
圣经里面有好几次告诉我们一个人他是死了三天以后才复活的，像比方说像拉撒路。
And Lazarus that talk, in the Bible talk about he resurrected 3 days after his death.
因为以色列人他们确信呢，一个人他刚死的这个时候呢，可能这个灵魂还在这个身体的附近，他有可能还没有死透。
And so Israel, they believe that people, after they die, their spirit probably still surround that person, and they are not complete dead yet.
那是一个人死了三天之后呢，他肯定是死透了。
After 3 days, that person is complete dead.
我们读到耶稣基督去使拉撒路复活的时候，耶稣是故意的等了几天，等到拉撒路已经死透了，他才去使他复活的。
So we know that Jesus actually purposely delayed his arrival to Lazarus' home and until he's complete dead.
同样的，耶稣基督他的复活也是三天之后死透了以后才复活的。
It's the same way that he resurrected after three days.
所以我们跟耶稣基督一同死，是真的死透了。
And so we are talking about we bury with him is complete death.
但是与他同死呢，这个不是神的这个计划的全部。
And that is not complete of his plan.
原是要叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
And he wants us to have a new life.
这是新的生命。
And this is a new life.
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
And so it is through his glory of Father.
耶稣基督带着我们从死里一同的复活。
And so the glory of Father, so we can rise with him together.
而且这个复活的这个原因动力是神的荣耀，使基督和我们一同复活。
So the motivation is that because he died and resurrected, so we did the same.
在哥林多后书五章十二节这里说。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过。都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here.
我们需要了解到，虽然我这个受洗之后好像身体没有特别大的明显的变化。
And so we got to understand, even though after I've been baptized, there are no significant change on my physical part.
但是在我们的生命的最本源的那个里头，我们与这个创造主生命的源头的关系发生了完全的改变。
But inside of us have a total change because weconnect with Christ.
这里说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Here's that anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation.
这里说，都变成新的了。
And all is new.
我们一起来读六章五节。
And let's read verse 5.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his.
这个联合是真实的。
And we talk about united is real.
这个和合本圣经这个中文圣经的翻译的好像没有把那个力量感翻译出来。
So the tradition union translation really never able to translate the meaning.
这个形状上与它联合不是一个形式主义的。
And we're not talking about only the physical part that united with them.
我们有的时候说我们要这个认识耶稣。
If we say we need to know Christ.
要效法耶稣
，and follow him，
这都是对的。但是这个联合呢，是更深层次的。
And here we talk about we connect, united with him is much, much deeper.
是真的与耶稣基督成为一体的。
And is united with him as one.
那么我们在死的这个事情上与他联合，我们就在复活的事情上与他联合。
So we die with Christ, we believe that we also live with him.
我们一起来读六章八节。
And so let's read verse 8.
我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
So now if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
我们是与耶稣基督一起死掉的。
So we are die with Christ.
这个听起来呢，好像是很负面、很悲哀的事情。
And it sounds like really sad and very negative.
但是事实上呢，这个死是为我们的新生做的准备。
In fact, it's a preparation for our new life.
我们就一定是与他同活的。
And so we will also live with him.
这也是我们在讲到耶稣基督他的复活的时候，为什么耶稣的复活对我们来说那么重要。
And so that's why when we talk about Jesus' resurrection so important to us.
如果耶稣没有真正的复活，我们就没有办法跟他一起复活，我们就没有盼望。
Without his resurrection, we will not have any hope.
我们一起来读六章九节。
And let's read 6, verse 9.
因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死。死也不再做他的主了。
For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has the mastery over him.
我们知道基督他死了而且复活了。
We know Christ was dead and resurrected.
他的死呢，是替我们所有的人付上了罪的代价。
He's paying all the sin that we have done for us.
他的死呢，是带着我们这个老我，这个有罪的我一同死掉的。
And he has he died because our sin and for us.
那么但后来我们受到罪的这个试探和诱惑，可能我们又再一次的犯了罪，我们可以说耶稣啊，你再替我死一次吗？
And so even we became a Christian, then some we commit a sin. Can we say, Christ, can you die for us again?
不需要的。
No, there's no need.
耶稣已经这一次死，他在这个十字架上临死的时候，他说成了。
He said it's done.
那么这个救赎的工作他已经完成了的。
Salvation is complete.
耶稣基督他在这个给门徒洗脚的时候
，When he was washing the disciples' feet，
他说这个凡洗过澡的人就是干净的，但是有的时候还是需要去洗脚。
And so even you have a complete bath, you're clean, but once in a while you still need to clean your feet.
当我们已经归入耶稣基督的人呢，就好像是已经洗过澡的人。
And so just like we are belong to Christ, just like we took a bath.
我们这个罪的权势的问题已经是一次性的完全解决了。
And so the sin is no longer can over us.
但是后来呢，可能有的时候我们还会碰到沾到这样罪的污秽。
But very often then we continue to commit sin.
这个时候我们不需要求耶稣基督再一次死在十字架上。
We don't need Jesus to die on the cross again.
我们需要的是来到神面前悔改。
And we need to come to the Lord and confess our sin.
求他呢，已经为我们流过的宝血呢，再一次来遮盖我们。
And continue that to his the blood on the cross come to clean us.
当他死在十字架上，带着我们一起死的时候呢，死亡的权势、罪恶的权势、黑暗的权势就不再做我们的奴隶主了。
So the authority can no longer master over us.
因为那个曾经的奴隶都已经死掉了。
Because the slavery is already dead.
一起来读六章十节。
And let's read verse 10.
他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着的。
The death he died to sin, once for all. But the life he lives to God.
这个地方呢，有一个词非常的让我感动。
And one word is really moved me.
这个神的独生子，这个受过所有的试探但是没有犯罪的耶稣基督，他死却是向罪死的。
And so the one, the God's begotten Son, never commit anything. He is perfect, but he died for our sin.
甚至是那个时候他背负着全人类的罪，他那样的污秽，神都掩面不看他，他与神的这个关系都短暂的断绝了。
And the relationship with the Father at that temporarily was severed.
那时候耶稣在十字架上说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why did you forsake me?
就是这样的耶稣基督，他死是向罪死的。
And he died to the sin.
而且这里经文特别告诉我们，只有这一次。
And once for all.
他不需一而再，再而三的让我们再钉在十字架上。
He doesn't have to repeat that the same act over and over again.
他带着我们的死，他那样的救赎的死是一次性，是完全有功效的。
He died to sin just once.
之后呢，他又带着我们一同复活，他是活着，是向神活着。
And so talk about he lives and he lived to God.
带着我们这些被造的人呢，与宇宙生命的创造主，这个生命的源泉神又重新的完全的联合在一起。
So we can continue to reconnect with God.
在以弗所书二章六节
，And so Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6,
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And God raised us with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
神叫我们与耶稣基督一同的复活。
So God wants to raise us up with Christ.
这是神的心意，是他救赎的这个最大的这个工程项目的设计。
And that's his design because he wants to save us.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
So let's look at the last part.
就是算自己是新人，活出身份。
And so reckon it and live a new life.
这些牺牲了几十万的生命，后来被解放的黑奴，他们从身份上来说，他们从法理上来说，他们从这个国家的这个整个的政治制度上来说，他们是自由的。
And so for those black slaves, there's so many people who die at the time. Then even though after they were free, they should, on reality, they were free.
但是很多人呢，他们没有活出这样自由的身份来，这样全新的身份来。
But they did not live that identity at the time.
这是一个认知上的层次的问题。
Because that's their understanding at that time.
我们说知道这个词可能有不同的层次。
And so we know even though they're the same word, there are different levels.
有的时候我们说知道呢，完全是理性的头脑上的。
And sometimes we only know the rational part of it.
有的时候这个知道呢，我们是有过真实的体验的。
And sometimes the understanding is because we have experienced it.
有的时候这个知道呢是不光是理性上的，而且也是这个心理上的、情绪上的。
And so more than understanding, sometimes is emotion as well.
而且呢，更深层次的这个知道呢，是关系上的。
And the deeper level is relational.
那么我们对于自己的这个有罪的我已经死了，然后耶稣基督呢又带着我们一同的复活，神赐给我们完全的自由，我们的知道是停在什么样的层面上的呢？
So what's our understanding, knowing that we die with Christ and that also raise with Christ?
保罗在这里说，我们一起来读十一节，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
So in the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
看在这个字在这里呢，好像说的是理性上的一个知识层面上的认识。
And so you look at the way you see it is the understanding part.
但其实呢，这个字在希腊文里面呢，它是一个法律上的，是一个这个官方的文书里面的一个很专业的一个术语。
So in Greek, that this word is more like a law terminology.
这个呢，是真的是你要认定自己向罪是死的。
And you affirm yourself that has been dead.
但是向着神和耶稣基督是认定自己是活着的。
And then also to Christ that you are alive with them.
我们一起来读十四节。
And let's read verse 14.
罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace.
这里呢，经文再一次的告诉我们，那个有罪的我都已经死了，已经死透了，他已经不在这个罪的权势之下，也不在律法之下。
So the sinful us, that we are complete dead, so the sin should no longer be our master.
律法没有真正的办法来解决人的罪的问题。
And law cannot solve our sinful nature.
这个旧约里面呢，有几百条的具体的律法。
And there are so many laws in the Old Testament.
但是这个律法呢，其实是给人们一个指导，一个警醒，是让人知罪的。
And it's also the instructional and directional.
如果你还是受到这个罪的搅扰，
And if you continue bothered by the sin,
你不要继续的活在罪的权势之下，
And do not become a master of sin,
也不要在这个律法的这个之下呢不断的受到谴责，
And continue to be condemned by the law,
你要做的呢是生活在耶稣基督的恩典之下，
And so you need to continue to live under grace.
这个罗马书八章一节，这里说：“如今那些在基督耶稣里的，就不定罪了。”
And Romans chapter 8 verse 1, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
所以你真的认识到，你真的知道你是一个自由的人吗
？And do you really understand and knowing that you are a free person?
你真的知道罪的权势、死亡的权势、黑暗的权势，在你身上已经没有任何的权柄吗
？And there is no more authority that sin can master you.
我们一起来回顾一下今天学习的三个要点。
And let's renew the three parts.
第一部分呢，我们学习到旧人已经与基督同死了。
Our old self already died with Christ.
第二部分，我们学习到新人已经与基督同活。
The new self is live with Christ.
那第三部分呢，我们要凭着这样的确信，这样的算定，要活出我们新的身份来。
So we know that is true, so we need to live a new life.
那么我想问大家，挑战大家，你今天就认定自己像罪是死的，像神是活的吗？
So I'm going to ask you and challenge you that today, count your dead to sin and life to God.
要把自己献给神，要行在神所赐给你的新的生命中。
So do you offer yourself to him and walk in a new life?
好的，到了最后呢，我请大家一起来背诵一节经文。
So just like usual, they will have to memorize one verse together.
罗马书六章十一节，我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
So we're going to repeat three times, Romans chapter 6, verse 11.
这样，你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。这样，你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。这样，你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
准备好了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
If you're ready, try to memorize the person who sit next to you. In the same way, count yourself to dead and dead to sin.Alive to God in Jesus Christ. In Christ Jesus.
大家背得很快。
Well, you memorize quickly.
好的，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
And let's do a closing prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你赐下耶稣基督。
We want to thank you, you have sent Jesus.
他带着我们的罪，与我们联合在一起，死在十字架上。
He paid for our sin and crucified on the cross and union with us.
然后呢，你又让耶稣基督与我们联合在一起，一同的复活，赐给我们新的生命。
And then we raise with Christ and give a new life.
谢谢你啊，让我们真的是知道我们有这样的新的生命，我们的老我已经不在这个罪的权势之下了。
So knowing that we have this new life, no longer live in the under the sin.
让我们这样的新的生命活出在你里面新的身份来。
And so we have a new identity, live a new life.
我们也把今天要受洗归入神的国度的四位姊妹仰望在你的手上。
And we put those four sisters who's going to be baptized into your hands.
主啊，愿意你的恩典你的同在，你的圣灵就充满他们。
And your grace and your Holy Spirit fill them.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We want to thank you and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.